Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Welcome to the Monday RotoWire Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast, sponsored by FanDuel, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. As typical on Mondays, I'm your host, Jake Litarski, joined today by Chris Benzine. If you're out there on Twitter, you can follow Chris at Crispy272002. You can give me a follow at Jakeski52. Hope to get in touch with some of our listeners on Twitter here. But let's start out, Chris. The one thing that I noticed right away at the slate, when looking at hitters in particular, is that Giancarlo Stanton is down to $3,000 tonight on FanDuel. Now, Chris, I'm looking for someone to jump in and be my Admiral Akbar and to tell me, don't do it. It's a trap. Can you tell me that, or is there value in using Stanton tonight?
I mean, there's always value in using Stanton with the chance because he has the power, enormous power. He can hit out of any ballpark on any given night. He just hasn't been. Mm-hmm. He hasn't been hitting him out, and I've been burned by him multiple times. His price has been dropping. I've used him at higher price than this before, and I've been burned by him. And eventually, you're going to have to wait. At some point, you're going to have to wait till he can produce, but you mm-hmm. also want to be there when he does the first time, because yeah. eventually it's going to happen. But there's always going to be, you think there's going to be like a higher ownership on him because everybody knows what he has for the potential.
Yes, we generally talk about the difference between cash games and GPPs with pitchers. But this is a case with hitters where you maybe don't want to necessarily use Stanton because his floor is zero and he's going to get you zero plenty of times. I mean, look, the guy struck out at least once in every June game. And since May 1st, he's slashing 149, 254, 298. Over 114 at-bats, 49 strikeouts since May 1st. So, I mean, at the very least, FanDuel doesn't take away points for strikeouts like they have in seasons past, so that helps a little bit. But I would agree that Stanton has some utility in your GPPs. I wouldn't touch him in cash games, though, at this point.
I would agree, yeah, because he's not a safe play. You want a guy that has at least somewhat of a floor. Mm-hmm. And at $3,000, you're still paying a decent price. It's not like there's definitely cheaper options out there that could probably give you a little better floor than him. So if you don't want a guy necessarily that puts up a zero mm-hmm. consistent from very consistently these
yeah.
days.
There are a lot of outfielders in that $3,000 price range that will give you with platoon matchups, or they at least have a better chance to hit value for you. We'll get to those a little bit later. But we got a 10-game slate on Monday night, Chris. There's a good top tier of pitchers here that you maybe want to consider for cash games, or maybe you want to go elsewhere. I'm talking top tier. You got Max Scherzer versus the Cubs at 11,300, Zach Greinke versus the Dodgers at 10,500, Carlos Carrasco at Kansas City at 9,400. Then in the middle tier, you've got Kyle Hendricks, 8,400. Edinson Volquez, 8,100. Wyun Chen, 8,000. And then it kind of trails off quite a bit after there. Now, Chris, are you dipping into that top tier to select your cash game pitcher tonight? Or are you moving down the list a little bit in hopes of finding some better value?
I do like one of the pitchers up there. There's a lot of them facing a lot of the top. A few of the top pitchers are actually facing each other. Mm-hmm. Scherzer and Hendricks are facing each other. And then, I mean, Greinke is probably the top option if you're going to look for a win potential there, because I believe he's going against Bolsinger, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that is correct. Mike Bolsinger on the hill for the Dodgers tonight.
He's probably one of the heavy favorites to win the game. But mm-hmm. The guy I'm going to go with is Carlos Carrasco in Kansas City. You have Kauffman Stadium in play there, which is always a pitcher-friendly ballpark. It limits the home run ball, which has been an issue for him. Mm-hmm. So you got that helping him out. He's given up three in his last two starts. So you when you're looking to limit that, Coffin Stadium certainly helps with that.
Exactly.
And the Royals are generally known as a team that doesn't strike out much. They've been known to go deeper or to be able to draw a lot of walks, but also limit the amount of strikeouts. But in June, they've struck out at a 24.1% rate. So that's in the top 10 in the majors. Mm-hmm. So they've lost a few bats in their lineup that is affected there.
It's a different team than what's established those strikeout numbers earlier in the year. You talk about Mike Moustakas out and Chesler Cuthbert in and Alex Gordon out and Walt Merrifield in, maybe Infante out. I mean, there's just the lineup's been shaken up quite a bit here, and we have some new faces. So they have won two games in a row. They finished out the back-to-back games in that series with the White Sox, but they lost eight in a row before that. So I do like Carrasco a lot. I mean, when I was asked on XM Radio this morning which one I was going to go to, I looked at the top option. I'm like, Scherzer, even though his price may be a little deflated, I can't touch him against the Cubs, especially at 11,300. In my opinion, the best offensive team in baseball. Then you've got Zach Greinke against the Dodgers. Yeah, I mean, the Dodgers aren't that great, but Greinke's ERA is almost three full runs higher at home than it is on the road, and we're talking over a 50-inning sample size at home this year, so he's not been doing so hot at Chase Field. I'd pretty much fade him at home here. So Carrasco, out of the top tier, he looks like one of the better options. The other guy I looked at a little bit that I'm going to say for cash games that I kind of like is Wyan Chen of the Marlins at the Padres. The Marlins are actually minus 121 road favorites in this game, so I like that there. You get a Padres lineup potentially without Yonhair Vasilarte. I mean, I know that's not the biggest offensive name, so you're going to probably slot in Derek Norris at the cleanup spot. I guess we'll kind of see how Solarte is doing, but at 8,000, it frees up a whole lot. I mean, that's 3,300 less than a guy like Scherzer, so yeah, Chen, you could maybe make a case that he's better suited for GPPs, but I just really like the matchup here and what he's been able to do lately. He's usually not going to get you a blow-up start, so at least gives you a relatively high floor there. I mean, you look at his game log here, and I actually messed up that price. It looks like he's 8,100, not 8,000 even, so I'm going to throw that out there. Yeah, he didn't have a great outing against the Twins, but then he's got 27-27. He's got, he had a 61-point outing against Milwaukee, which gives you a little bit of tournament viability. So, I mean, I think we can agree tonight, Chris, that we're both going to pass on that top tier, at least those top two pitchers with Scherzer and Greinke, correct?
Yeah, not only, like you mentioned, Scherzer facing a tough Cubs lineup, but Kyle Hendricks has been really good this year too, so it's even if he does only allow a couple runs, there's still a chance that Hendricks can get a win or can take away the win from Scherzer, which is always huge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hendricks actually has an ERA that's about 0.6 less than Scherzer on the season. Of course, ERA, take that with a grain of salt. But Cubs, man, 43-18. I believe that's the best record in baseball heading into this week, and with good reason. So even though the Nationals are minus 129 home favorites, I don't like any pitcher against the Cubs lineup with how dangerous that is. If you're listening to this podcast, you know how much Chris and I love Daily Fantasy Baseball and love talking to you about it. We always want to deliver great content to our listeners, and the best way to do that is to learn more about you. In order to do that, we've created a survey that's quick, anonymous, and you'll have a chance to win a Google Chromecast just for helping us out. Visit www.mylistenerstudy.com and tell us about yourself. That's mylistenerstudy.com. We'll learn more about you. You'll get a chance to win a Chromecast. That's what I call a win-win. Visit mylistenerstudy.com. All right, Chris, let's move on to the hitting portion of the slate before we wrap things up with tournament pitchers here. There are a lot of no games in Coors on Monday night, but you do have some high over-unders. The biggest one that I'm going to try to target quite a bit, is you've got the Tigers with Matt Boyd at the White Sox with James Shields, over-under 9.5 on that game. Vegas doesn't like Shields to actually settle down with his new team. Then you've got Jared Eichhoff and the Phillies at R.A. Dickey and the Blue Jays, over-under 9. Daniel Wright and the Reds at Aaron Blair and the Braves, another over-under of 9. Then you have the Twins with Ricky Nolasco on the hill. At the Angels against Jared Weaver, soft-tossing Jared Weaver, over-under 9. Now, I think there's a lot of hitters to target here. Might be some other stacks in play, but let's get things going with the catcher spot, Chris. Anyone stand out to you behind the plate this evening?
One guy I'm looking at is Derek Norris. He's sitting at 2,700. Like you mentioned, he may be even in the cleanup spot tonight. And he's a good hitter against lefties. He has a 914 OPS over the last 2 weeks with two home runs. He's historically a good hitter against lefties. So that's one guy I really like. And another one is Jonathan Lucroy against Matt Cain. He does have he has a home run and a stolen base against Cain in his career, mm-hmm. and he has over 1,000 OPS and 21 at bats against him. So, mm-hmm. and Cain hasn't really improved at all this year. He's still struggling. So, if I'm looking at two catcher options, those are two of the guys I'm looking at. And Lucroy, price wise, I believe is right around 3,200 tonight.
Yeah, that's as cheap as you're going to get for Lucroy. I think Buster Posey's the top catcher on the slate at 3,600, tied with Wilson Ramos at 3,600. And I know I said Chen is my cash game pitcher, and you typically don't want to load too many hitters up against your pitcher, but I had Norris written down as well. I think at 2,700, the numbers are just poised for him to hit value tonight. Otherwise, if you're looking for a punt play or a cheap play, Josh Fegley's not a bad play. The A's are going against left-hander Cesar Ramos and the Rangers tonight, so I think pretty much any A's right-handers in play if you're looking for a cheap, reasonable stack. I mean, you can use Scherzer and still get a pretty cheap A's stack in tonight. What about first base, Chris? There's a lot of good options tonight. I think overall tonight's a relatively hitter-friendly slate outside of that Cubs-National game with the over-under of 7. I mean, you've got a lot of high over-unders and a lot of just shaky pitchers on the mound. So you want to make sure you get some pop out of your first baseman tonight. Who are you looking towards to get that done?
Yeah, I believe we have another overlap here between our guys. We both like a lot of the same guys here. One of them I'm targeting is Miguel Cabrera. Another guy with a great history against Shields. Shields has been blown up both of his last two starts, and Cabrera's been hot at the dish. The game's at U.S. Cellular Field. There's a lot of factors working in Miguel Cabrera's favor tonight. Mm-hmm. So that's a guy at 3,500. It's a pretty good price for him. I believe he's not the top option. He's not even in the top. I mean, I believe there's like three or four other.
Yeah, I mean, Paul Goldschmidt leads things off at 4,400. Then you've got Will Myers at 4,200. He's been pretty hot lately, so that price is climbing. You got Rizzo at 41, Edwin Encarnacion at 4,000. So Cabrera is actually a middle-tier guy, and you can kind of see why his price is where it's at. He had 12 points in his last game on Sunday, but then 0-0-3. So kind of, but I think he's due for a game, a very good game here. And I think Shields is the person he can do it against. I mean, 1,000 even OPS against Shields over 55 at bats. And you can joke and say what you want about BVP, but 55 at bats, I think, is a decent enough sample size here. So Miguel Cabrera, 3,500, can absolutely hit you value. Another first baseman I like, I mentioned maybe going with a potential Angel stack against Ricky Nolasco. Albert Pujols is hitting 464 lifetime with three home runs against Ricky Nolasco, and you can get Pujols for a little bit cheaper at 3,300. And then, of course, I really like a White Sox stack against Matt Boyd. Boyd's a left-hander, and there's going to be some right-handed White Sox players that I really like. And Boyd's FIP is a little bit over a full run ahead of his ERA, so I think there's a little bit of leveling out to do there. So if you're going to use at least a mini White Sox stack of Jose Abreu, 3,400, I also like Todd Frazier at a very similar price there. Both those guys are going to be in play for me here. So a lot of options at first base and a lot of mid-tier options, because just like pitchers, I'm probably going away from some of the top-priced guys. Now, Chris, what about second base here? Is this a spot where you can save a little bit of money, perhaps? Or are you looking to jump on maybe the Ian Kinslers and Daniel Murphys, both priced at 4,000 or greater?
I mean, while I do like Ian Kinsler, the couple of guys that I have targeted or written down are a couple of guys that are a little cheaper at the position. Mm-hmm. One of them being Gene Segura. He's sitting at 2,900, which is a good price for a leadoff hitter that's hitting 296 on the season. Obviously, he hasn't been. He got off to a hot start, so he's leveled off a little bit. But he's facing Michael Bolsinger, who's allowed two stolen bases in four starts. Segura has the ability to steal bases, mm-hmm. and he has a little pop. He has five home runs on the year. So you have that. You have some a good ballpark there in Arizona. So you have some factors working in Segura's favor that I think he could be due for a good night. And he's hitting in front of some good hitters. So he's a guy that even if he doesn't, even if he doesn't go deep or steal a base, he can score some runs ahead of some of those bigger bats in their lineup.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks finally starting to get back to full strength. Of course, Goldschmidt's always going to be there. He's made 64 or 65 starts this year, so he's there. I mean, Jake Lamb coming on. They finally got David Peralta back. Sneak peek, we'll get back to that a little bit later. Peter O'Brien even providing them with some pops, so Segura has a decent chance of getting on and scoring. I like where your head's at there. In the similar range, I do like Brett Lowry at 2,800. Again, I'm targeting a lot of White Sox hitters against Matt Boyd here for the Tigers, so I think he could be in play. I also like Jason Kipnis at 3,200. He has a pretty decent matchup this evening here against Edinson Volquez. At least he'll have the platoon matchup probably leading off, so there's a lot to like with Kipnis at 3,200. Again, I'm going to stay away from Zobrist. This price took a huge dip. He's down to 3,400. I'm also going to stay away from Murphy at 4,000. So Kinsler, I could see if you have the funds to do so, but I'm going to kind of try to juice up my corner infielders instead. Speaking of corner infielders, Chris, who are you looking at this evening?
Yeah, I had a couple guys highlighted here, one of them being potentially Trevor Plouffe sitting at 2,500.
Good value
Weaver
play.
Struggles the second and third time through the order. He's usually decent first time through, but when he gets through that second time, third time, Plouffe is hitting in the middle of the order at a good price, at a cheap price in terms of corner infielders. So if you're looking for, you know, some value at a corner spot, I could see him being a guy. He provides a little power. The wind, I believe, is blowing out there. It's projected to blow out in the Angels Stadium there. And so if I'm looking for a guy that could potentially provide a little power and a little at a cheap price, if I'm looking to save up at that position, he's one guy to target. Another guy, Yunel Escobar, he's a little more expensive, sitting at 3,000. He's still leading off for them, and that's on the opposite side of this game. Again, same factors, and he's facing Ricky Nolasco, still an affordable price at 3,000. And I always like to target guys like that. So if I'm looking at guys like Nolasco, he's one guy I really like to target. Mm-hmm. I liked him, and I also, as you mentioned earlier, at first base, Pujols was another guy I had targeted as well. So
yeah, right on. I like your Escobar pick at 3,000, especially if he ends up back in the leadoff spot. Of course, you're going to want to monitor that, check the RotoWire lineups. In addition to that, Danny Valencia, 3,300, always in play against a left-handed pitcher, and you've got the A's going off against Cesar Ramos tonight. So like I mentioned before, an A stack is in play, and it's a very affordable stack. Even if you wanted to use Scherzer as the top pitcher tonight, I think you could fit some A's in. But like I said, alluded to before, at third base, I'm really digging the Todd Frazier at 3,400. Now, maybe he's a little bit limited to GPPs because he has had goose eggs in three of his last five games, so watch that. But that's brought his price down to a nice clean 3,400, and he goes up against Matt Boyd. I mean, Todd Frazier's a fastball hitter. Matt Boyd's going to come with fastballs that are about 90, 91 miles an hour, and he's going to throw those about 60% of the time. And like I said, there's some leveling out to do with Matt Boyd, so I like those White Sox right-handers. And of course, maybe James Shields has a lot to do with that, but that game, the highest over-under on the slate at 9.5 this evening. What about the shortstop spot, Chris? These middle infielder spots, generally tough to find some power against. And then, of course, you've got Carlos Correa, who has missed the last three games. So if you're going to pay up, of course, Corey Seager's your man here. Well, I guess the Astros aren't even on the slate tonight. So if you're going to pay up, Corey Seager's your man at 3,700, Lindor at 3,500. Are you going with those guys, or are you moving down the order a little bit?
I did go down the order a little bit here. The top guy I have marked here is Brandon Crawford against Chase Anderson. Mm-hmm. In that game, there's a heavy wind expected to be blowing out. Chase Anderson is a guy that struggles with the home run ball. So if you're looking for a guy if you're looking for a guy there that can provide some, I mean, he's among the top guys up there. He's not the most expensive, but he's sitting at 3,200. And he provides a decent amount of pop. He's got 6 home runs on the year, and he's been decent of late. Nothing spectacular, but good. He's a guy that can provide double-digit points on any given night. And Chase Anderson isn't necessarily a guy I would stay away from. So if I'm looking at him, another guy, Alexi Ramirez, potentially at 2,600. So if we're looking for cheaper guys, he's hitting 291 against lefties with a 350 on-base percentage. And Chen hasn't really been that spectacular, so I like him. And then always, as always, Marcus Semien at 2,900 against the lefty is always a good bet to go with if you're really just looking for a guy to put in.
Yeah, right on. I was going to actually split the difference and say I recommend Semien pretty strongly tonight. People tend to overlook him, but he's got a .387 weighted on base percentage against left-handed pitching. So when a lefty faces the A's, everyone likes to think, hey, let's go with, Fegley is always the catcher. Let's go with Valencia. Let's get these guys in. But I think Semien's an option that gets overlooked, and at under $3,000, you can do some damage here. Let's move to the outfield, though, where, you know, DVR and I on SiriusXM this morning decided that David Peralta at 2,600 was going to be our chalk play of the day. I mean, he gets a hitter-friendly ballpark here at Chase Field, and of course, he gets Mike Bolsinger with a platoon advantage. Of course, Bolsinger, righty, Peralta, a left-handed batter. 2,600 is just too cheap for Peralta. Do you agree with me there, and do you have any other value play options that you'd like to throw out there?
Peralta is definitely a really great option in the middle of that order there. He's just recently come back from injury, mm-hmm. but his value is probably down because of that, I would assume. I would guess. I mean, he hasn't been bad at all this year too much for any extended stretch.
He just hasn't had the reps.
Yeah, he's just been out for a while, so that I feel like that's a great play there. He's not one of the ones I actually had targeted, but having seen it and having you mentioned it, that's definitely one I could see going off tonight. Mm-hmm. The other guys I had, Tyler Naquin right around that same price at 2,800. The game is in Kansas City, but the guy's still sitting at 2,800 despite hitting four home runs in the past 2 weeks. So if you're looking for a guy for a little value there, I could see him being a decent option too. It's been surprising. You think about that Cleveland lineup, he's a name that really never comes up. So. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that he provides a little power there. So if you're looking for another guy at that price range, I could see him. Ryan Braun is another of a top tier guys. He's sitting at 3,700. I like him against Matt Cain. And while he hasn't been great as of recently, it could scare some people off of him. So it could be a good play in tournaments. And as I mentioned before, there's a decent wind blowing out, and he owns a .985 career OPS against Kane. And then one final guy I had was Chris Davis sitting at 3,200. He's a guy that can put K Davis, by the way, and obviously this is outfield, so you should know that anyway. But he's a guy that could put up multiple home runs any day. He's been really cold in June so far, but he's a guy that has a lot of power, and he's a good hitter against lefties generally. He has four home runs and 44 at bats this season, so he's a guy that I could see at some point going off again for a couple home runs, and it'd be beneficial to have him in your lineup when that happens.
Right on, Chris. I like a lot of those guys, especially Braun's got the history against Matt Cain. I also don't mind JD Martinez against Shields. He'd be a good part if you decide you're going to go like Miguel Cabrera, JD, and then V-Mart. That's a very affordable stack, especially with Cabrera's price down. Is there a lot of outfield options in the $3,000 range? I also don't mind Bryce Harper, who's 3,900. He gets the lefty-righty split there. Well, MLB season is here, and that means Daily Fantasy Baseball is back. Go to FanDuel.com to play now. Remember, building a team is easy. Just pick your players, stay under the salary cap, and sit back tonight and watch your team win. Entry fees start at just $1, so anyone can play. That's FanDuel.com. All right, Chris, we're going to close up the show here how we typically like to with our tournament plays tonight. Tonight, I think we can agree that pitching's a little bit brutal and there aren't a lot of great cheap options here. But if you're going to go risky, maybe you're going to roll the dice a little bit, is there an option that at least stands out to you more than others?
Yeah, I mean, my favorite pick may be who you're going with just because of the potential there. But I'm going to go out on a limb here, and I'm going to take Chase Anderson sitting at 6,700 in San Francisco against Matt Cain. So the Brewers, I could see getting a decent amount of run support there when you have with the fact that they're facing Matt Cain, and I like some of those hitters in that Brewers lineup. And I mentioned a couple of them, obviously the two obvious ones in Braun and Lucroy. But Anderson's actually been surprisingly effective recently. He's had 44 points on FanDuel in each of his last two starts. And he's not necessarily a huge strikeout guy, but he can provide a decent amount. He has 52 in 66 in the third innings this season. And the Giants are without a couple bats, especially the biggest one being Hunter Pence. And also they've been without Angel Pagan. So without those two guys, I mean, they haven't really been a monster of a lineup as they had been before. So it definitely a little, I see a little drop off there, not totally falling off the face of the earth, but this, I can see some value in Anderson at 6,700 potentially with a guy that's sitting at that price with a decent win potential, not spectacular. He is the underdog in that game, but he's a guy that can give you a fair number of points sitting at that price range, and it would allow you to stack up at the hitter.
Right on. I think you could make a case for either Chase Anderson at 67, or you could even use Kane at 6,500. I know Kane's just coming off the DL, but it's a minimum stay, pretty minor injury. I can't imagine he'll be too limited here. The over-under on this game, despite being... I'm just surprised that it's 7.5. I thought maybe Vegas would give it a few more runs there. I'd be guessing to take the over, but at the same time, I could take that information into account and use one of those pitchers. If you got a little bit of extra money, though, I could see tonight being a night where you could use R.A. Dickey for 7,000. He gets a favorable matchup against Jared Eichhoff and the Phillies. The Jays on the day are -183 favorites. That's by far the biggest favorite on the day here. So if you're a betting man and you trust Vegas here, Dickey seems to have a pretty solid win probability. The second biggest is Zach Greinke, with -150 favorite against Mike Bolsinger and the Dodgers. So just chalk numbers-wise, Dickey's the way to go. He's only given up one home run in his last three games, so that gives owners a good enough chance for a quality start with a few strikeouts mixed in, and lets you do a lot with the hitters in your lineup there. Did you like Dickey too a little bit? Did I steal that one from you, Chris, or are you not with Dickey today?
Yeah, I agree with you. I feel like Dickey's probably one of the better options for the cheap among the cheaper pitchers there because of the win potential and the fact that the Phillies haven't been great at all recently. So they've really cooled off, and the only thing that really scares you is the fact that the game's in Toronto. So, I mean, that's really the only downfall, but Dickey seems to be, to me, still the best option of the tournament play pitchers today.
All right, solid, Chris. Well, I'll wrap things up real quick with the weather report. This is as of about 2 p.m. Eastern. We've got Detroit at Chicago. We mentioned a lot of hitters in there. That is a 16% chance of rain. So our partners at Forecast.io throw in the possibility there, but still probably not that likely. And then in Kansas City, we got about a 5% chance of rain. That's really all the radar is showing me this evening. So just want to recap that. Of course, you want to check that out. That's all readily available on RotoWire.com. Well, thank you for listening to the RotoWire Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast, brought to you by FanDuel, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. Remember that first-time FanDuel users that make a deposit of $25 or more via RotoWire can get 6 months of complimentary access. Otherwise, to check out RotoWire.com on your own, just go to RotoWire.com/pod. That's RotoWire.com/pod. For Chris Benzine, I'm Jake Letarski. The RotoWire Daily Fantasy Sports Podcast will return Tuesday with John McKechnie and me.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
At Ace, your backyard's right in our backyard, which means we have hand-picked products that are right for the birds in your neighborhood, like premium bird seed, suet, birdhouses, and feeders. Stop by your local Ace and get everything you need to attract the birds you want, including Ace Wild Bird Food, on sale now. Now through Tuesday only, when you buy two 20-pound bags of wild bird food, get a third bag free. Only at Ace, the helpful place. Offer valid through February 28th at participating stores.